Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Read verses 11 through 18 this morning. I wanted to try to get this chapter all done, but it was just not possible. I've been in Hebrews chapter 10 as long as I've been in any other chapter. Not that it's greater than any other chapter, but a point of note for you Bible scholars. Hebrews 10:18 is a definite point of change in the book of Hebrews. It ends what's called the doctrinal section. One of the great authors and commentators said it's probably the greatest chasm in the Bible of a book, of a separation. It's where we're at today. The first 10 chapters up to verse number 18 is all doctrinal. From verse 19 on, it's more practical. Now that you've learned this, therefore, here's what you got to put into practice, what you've learned. So next week, we're going to start getting to the practicum, you would call it, of what we've learned over the past few months in Hebrews chapter to put into practice. But again, verse number 11, he brings it all to a conclusion. From chapter 1 to chapter 10, he wraps it all up in a nutshell. In chapter number 10, that's why it's been so laborious, if you will, for me going verse by verse in chapter number 10, because he brings it all to a conclusion here. In verse number 11, again, he summarizes everything that we've been taught through the last few chapters. Verse number 11, Hebrews chapter number 10. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. And that's yet future. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Amen. That's us. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he has said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where the remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. What an amazing passage of scripture that we've come to this morning. In a nutshell, he's speaking about the finished work of Jesus Christ. There's nothing else to be done. Nothing can more be done. If that wasn't enough, nothing could be enough. And we're all doomed and bound for hell. If Jesus' sacrifice, once for all, was not enough. But aren't you glad it is enough? And it will always be enough. Verse number 11. And every priest standeth daily ministering. We talked about this. And again, Paul wants to emphasize to the book of Hebrews was written to the Hebrew people, believers. And remember, you can understand now why he's so pressing on this issue. Because a lot of those believers went back to the temple, back to those priests who daily are taking those little lambs, and daily they're making those same sacrifices over and over and over again, those same priests over and over again. And he's telling those believers who are still, we're going to look at it next week, about forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together as a manner some is, so much the more you see the day approaching. It's an encouraging thing to the believers. Hey, what we have is so much better than what it used to be. He's so much better. Jesus is so much better. Again, we looked at it in chapter number 1. He started the introduction. He's better than the angels. He's better than Moses. He's better than Melchizedek. He's better than the Levite. He's better than Aaron. He's better, better, better. He's better than everything. He's better than the law. And so verse number 11 talks about that the priests had to stand continually in their work. Notice the word stand, because we're going to read again where Jesus is sitting. What a contrast. There was no place for the priest to stand in the old covenant. Neither in the tabernacle nor in the temple was there any place for them to sit. They had to stand, constantly moving, constantly doing ministering to the Lord and to the people. There was no place to sit, and there was, I put in my notes, there was no break room. Some of y'all people working in places, you know, there's a break room. You worked hard, and you go, and you sit, and kind of take it easy, and some of you smoke your cigarettes, you know. I shouldn't have said that, you know. Anyway, you have your break room. There were no break rooms. It was continually. That's why Paul is emphasizing this. The priest could never sit down in the holy place or in the holy of holies. Notice that daily, over and over, verse number 11, offering the same sacrifices. Somebody this morning said something. It was a song that came to my mind. Who said that? Here You Come Again? Oh, who said that this morning? We were talking about something. The song, Here You Come Again. I can just hear the priest when, every day. Well, here they come again. The same sacrifices over and over. These lambs and the goats and whatever they would bring them. The millions of animals. And I take that literally. The Bible doesn't say, but it had to be millions over the centuries. Had to be not thousands of sacrifices, but millions of animals that had been brought since the days of Moses up to when Paul, because remember when Paul was writing, the temple had not yet been destroyed. The temple was destroyed in AD 70. And this was written somewhere in AD 64, whatever. People don't know, but somewhere they think are in the mid 60s, in 80s. So the temple was still standing. So he mentioned that the millions of animals that were slain, they could never, ever, ever take away sin. They were never meant to take away sin. The blood of animals could only cover their sins. We talked about that, and I won't go anymore, but we see in verse number 11 where it says that these same sacrifices which can never take away sins. Only one sacrifice could cleanse people. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We read this a couple weeks ago. It didn't even clean their conscience. They knew they were still guilty. Aren't you glad that when we're forgiven, that we're forgiven? The last verse that we read, I remember them no more. Now, again, this is a sideline. I'll get back on my lesson. If God has forgiven our sins, we ought to forgive ourselves. And we ought to forgive others. If you forgive others as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Forgiveness is a wonderful thing. We're good at holding a grudge. Am I talking to the right? No, David said no. He didn't know. I think we all have a little bit of that in us. I'll forgive, but I sure won't forget. You ain't gonna get me once, shame on you. Get me twice, shame on me. You heard these things say, okay. But when God forgives, He forgets. And that's what happened when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. Every sin since Adam, those who repented of their sin and confessed the name of Jesus, it was forgiven and it was under the blood, never, ever to be brought up again. And that's what it's saying here, verse number 11. It could never take away their sins. The sacrifices under the old covenant could never cure the sin problems, and it could never cure it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.